The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 77, Text Number 1, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 16th, 2017, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, so first we'll read the chapter summary, then we'll do the sloka. This chapter describes how Lord Sri Krishna, disposed of Shalva, the master of deception, and destroyed his airship, Sobha. Having been removed from the battlefield by the battlefield, Prajumna was extremely ashamed, and he ordered his driver to take his chariot once again into the presence of Juman. As Prajumna fought with Juman, other Yadu heroes like Gada, Satyaki, and Samba began to create havoc among Shalva's army. The battle continued in this way for 27 days and nights. When Lord Krishna returned to Dwarka, he found it under siege. At once he ordered Daruka to drive him onto the battlefield. Suddenly Shalva noticed the Lord and through his spirit, Krishna's charioteer, but the Lord shattered the weapon into hundreds of pieces and pierced Shalva and his Sobha vehicle with numerous arrows. Shalva responded by shooting an arrow that struck Krishna's left arm. Amazingly, the Lord dropped the Sharanga bow he was holding in his left hand. The demigods watching the battle cried out in alarm upon seeing the bow fall, while Shalva took the opportunity to insult Krishna. Lord Krishna then struck Shalva with his club, but the demon, vomiting blood, disappeared. A moment later, a man came before Lord Krishna and, after offering him obeisances, introduced himself as a messenger from Mother Devaki. The man informed the Lord that his father, Vasudeva, had been kidnapped by Shalva. Upon hearing this, Krishna seemed to lament like an ordinary man. Shalva then led forward someone who looked just like Vasudeva, decapitated him, and took the head with him into his Shalva airship. Lord Sri Krishna, however, could understand the magic tricks of Shalva. Thus he pierced Shalva with a shower of arrows and struck the Sobha vehicle with his club, demolishing it. Shalva descended from his airplane and rushed toward Lord Krishna to attack him, but the Lord took up his Sudarshan disc and severed Shalva's head from his body. With the killing of Shalva, the demigods in the sky played kettle drums in jubilation. The demon Dantavakra then took a bow to revenge his friend Shalva's death. Text 1. Repeat after me. Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Sa.
Sa.
Upasprishya.
Upasprishya.
Salilam.
Salilam.
Dangshita.
Drita
Karmaka
Naya
Mam
Jumata
Parshvam Virashya
Iti
Aha Saratim. These mantras have great power. Just by vibrating them, you purify your heart. So now hear carefully and repeat. Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Sa Upasprishya Salilam.
Sa Upasprishya Salilam.
Dansito Dritta Karmaka.
Dansito Dritta Karmaka.
Nayamam Jumata Parshvam. Rasyet Yahav Saratim.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Sa Upasprishya Salilam.
Salilam.
Dangshito Dita Karmaka.
Dangshito
Nayamam jumata parshvam. Rasyet yahasaratim.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Sa upasprisha salilam. Dangshito drita karmaka. Nayamam jumata parshvam. Virvasyat yahasaratim.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Sa upasprisha salilam.
Tamshita drita karmaka.
Nayamam jumata parshvam. Varasvet yahasaratim.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shukadeva Goswami said.
Sa, he, Prajumna,
upasprishya,
touching,
salilam,
water,
dangshita,
fastening his armor,
drita,
taking up,
karmaka,
his bow.
Naya,
take.
Mam,
me.
Jumata,
of Juman.
Parshvam,
to the side.
Virashya,
of the hero.
Iti,
thus,
aha,
he spoke,
saratim,
to his driver.
Translation and purport by the followers of the Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Shukadeva Goswami said, after refreshing himself with water, putting on his armor and picking up his bow, Lord Prajumna told his driver, take me back to where the hero Juman is standing. Purport. Prajumna was eager to rectify the discrepancy of his having left the battlefield when his chariot driver carried him away unconscious.
So it's quite amazing to see the mood of this battle.
Prajumna is calling his enemy a hero.
It's quite amazing.
Nowadays they call their enemies, you know, they call them all kinds of bad names, you know, like dirty, filth.
But here they actually have great respect for their enemies as great heroic fighters.
Quite a different culture than what we have now.
Of course, they fight to the death.
But a kshatriya who dies according to his code as a kshatriya
attains the heavenly planet.
So it's not like the wars we have nowadays.
Practically, it's like an athlete, like a baseball game or something. The mood.
It's more like an athletic event than it is a.
The mood is
they're offering respect to their enemies and.
Quite an interesting consciousness, Vedic culture.
Another point is, Prajumna has
taken off the battlefield by the discrepancy of his driver.
So now he's going back to the It's going back to the battle, but they weren't cowards.
Kshatri
would never flee from the flight. So these kshatriyas, they were very, very absorbed in doing their proper duties. So this dutifulness of the kshatriyas is a very good lesson for us. You see, if you act according to duty, you become perfect. Perfectional stage is to act purely out of love. The perfectional stage is to act purely out of love. Well, that is a very high platform to act purely out of love. So there's three platforms. you can serve your senses, that's one platform. Or you can act in pure love for Krishna. But in between the two is duty. This is why one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is why one takes the vow of initiation that now I accept as my duty to always obey you. That dutifulness is what carries you from sense gratification to pure bhakti. That's why the vow of initiation is very, very, very essential for human life. Because without it, you remain animal. We cannot artificially jump to pure love of God. We are too much conditioned by the material nature. So we require taking the shelter of the modified spiritual master. And under his expert tutelage, someone gradually is relieved from all of his material tendencies. He doesn't lose his identity. In fact, his identity becomes enhanced. He becomes... Prabhupada one time, Vishnujana Swami told us that Prabhupada had said, you're always saying all glories to Prabhupada, why don't you become glorious? So glorious means to become lovers of God. To act in love of God, you see. So that we should strive for. By dutifully carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Why punish yourself? Why punish yourself? You're an eternal spiritual being, full of bliss and full of knowledge. So the spiritual master gives you the key to unlock your actual identity. He carries you from the realm of illusion and suffering to the realm of enlightenment and pure bliss. That's why one has to have faith also. One has to have faith in Guru and Krishna. If you remain skeptic, then you remain caught up in the material nature. So that faith is a very important thing. Shraddha. A very, very important thing. That faith should be combined with expert knowledge of the scriptures. In fact, those two things, that faith and that, those, and the expert knowledge of the scriptures. These are very, very powerful things. They are so powerful that they are described thusly by Krishna Das Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text number 65. And the verse goes like this. Shastra yukche sunipuna didashadayanra uttama adhikari se taraye samsara. That if one is very, very expert in the scriptures, and he has solid faith, then he becomes Uttam Adhikari, the topmost Vaishnava. And such a Vaishnava is so powerful, he can deliver the whole world by making everyone a devotee of Krishna. So these two things. You're very expert in the scriptures. And you have solid faith in Krishna. You see? Those things will turn you into a very advanced devotee if you have those two things. So that's why we have these classes, regular classes. That's why we have these books. You think these books are just for making money, for selling and making some money? These books are for us to study. To know these books, just like a Prabhupada, just like a lawyer knows his law books, we should know these books. By being learned in these books and then being very having unflinching faith, we become empowered preachers of Krishna consciousness. Empowered to bring our own minds completely under control. Empowered to bring our own minds completely under control. And empowered to make many, many devotees, you see. In other words, if you're absolutely convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then by your conviction you can bring many people to Krishna consciousness. That conviction is very important. But you know what Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles? He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. But you were thinking, maybe. So we have that tendency to be skeptical, you see. Well, maybe Krishna is just a myth. Maybe there is no God. Maybe sense gratification is really the only thing I can really enjoy. You see, we have these doubts. That's why we, by studying and the scriptures regularly, the doubts will all be destroyed. The more you study the scriptures, the more you will see everything through the scriptures. Just like I see that Lila Sukadas Brahmachari has glasses on right now. You see. Without his glasses, everything is blurry, you see. So this is another type of glasses. It's Vedic wisdom, you see. If we see through the eyes of Vedic wisdom, we have clear vision of reality. If we take off our glasses, it's blurred, you see. If you try to see reality with your ordinary vision, modern material vision, it's very blurred vision you'll have. So one has to sharpen one's vision by carefully and regularly studying the Vedic literatures.
Especially the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was the book that Prabhupada brought with him on the ship to America.
And he
established this morning program with the Bhagavatam class. When I joined, there was no standard Bhagavatam class. But then Prabhupada was seeing that so many people were joining our movement. But they didn't know what was going on. They had no proper understanding. What is this all about, really? So he established the morning Bhagavatam class. Jai Radha Madhava, the chanting of the mantra, reading the verse, reading the purport, discussing questions and answers. Prabhupada established the format. Beginning, we didn't know the tune for the Jai Radha Madhava. Because we didn't have internet in those days. So Prabhupada had first sung it in India, but the devotees in America didn't know the tune. So they invented a tune in Los Angeles. It was horrible. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopajana Balava Giri Dari Dari. Horrible tune. Like some jazz thing. It was this disgusting melody. But then Prabhupada came to America and we learned the tune. So nice melody. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Such a nice melody Prabhupada introduced to sing. So we participate in this morning Bhagavatam class as much as possible. And then we'll get great transcendental vision to see who am I? What is this body? What is this world? What is the purpose of this situation I'm in right now, you see? How I can utilize this situation I'm in to achieve the greatest good. So the Bhagavatam class is very, very powerful. And I actually sit with Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam class. Wow, I can tell you, such a feeling. It was so wonderful. It was so nice to sit there at his lotus feet in the temple room singing Jai Radha Madhava. So Prabhupada's actually still present. It's not that he's dead and gone. He's still present in the hearts of those who are sincerely pushing forward his mission. So even though if we can't sit with Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam class, if we sit with those who are sincerely pushing forward his movement, this is good as being with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada actually said it's better. He said service in separation is more tasty than service in meeting. So to be connected with Prabhupada in separation, actually this is better than those who are connected in meeting. So don't feel bad that you never met Prabhupada. And you never saw Prabhupada. You see. Prabhupada becomes fully manifest for those who are dedicated to serving the servants of Srila
Prabhupada.
That's how we become advanced. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nidasa.
The more one becomes the servant of the servant of the servant, one becomes more fulfilled with Krishna consciousness. So the point is, we have equal or even better opportunity now to become Krishna conscious. So if we take advantage of this great mercy that we've received,
we can
cross over this difficult ocean of Kali and actually be absorbed in the pure love of God. It's not difficult. All we have to do is always remember Lord Chaitanya's mercy and always beg for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And then we can easily be happy in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Completely free from all of these rascal material desires which torture us. Material desires are a foolish waste of time, really. We've had material desires for millions and millions of lifetimes. And where do they take us? Another body. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they reject all material desires. They say, now I have only one desire. That is to please Guru and Krishna. I have no other desire. You see. If you make that your one desire in your life, I simply want to please Guru and Krishna, then you become a self-realized soul, transcendental to the material modes of nature. Maya will not beat you anymore with her whips. In fact, Maya will become your servant to assist you in your service. That's the amazing thing. Maya is there to test us, you see. But when you pass the test, then she no longer torments you, she helps you in your service. So we should become very staunch Krishna conscious devotees. That I have no desire now except to serve Krishna. Make that our staunch determination. Only serve Krishna. That's my only business now for all of eternity. You'll be amazed what happens to your life when you make that determined vow. That now and for all eternity, I have only one business, and that is to serve Lord Krishna. If you embrace this mentality tightly within your heart, you become fully ecstatic. Material nature will no longer pinch you. So what are we waiting for? Why are we still embracing Maya? One disciple, he said, Guru Maharaj, Maya won't let go of me. She just won't let go of me. What can I do? Maya just won't let go of me. I'm trapped by Maya. What can I do? So the spiritual master walked over to a tree and he wrapped his eyes around the tree and he said, let go of me, let go of me, let go of me. So it's not that Maya has us in her grip. We are holding tightly to Maya. That is a difficulty. So, if you will simply hold the lotus feet of Krishna, give up holding on to Maya, you become a liberated soul. full of bliss. So let's do it. Let's stop clinging to Maya now, okay? Let's stop clinging to Maya and now only cling to Krishna's lotus feet. I don't now. Now I no longer desire wealth, women, and followers. I don't even desire liberation from birth and death. I only desire to serve Krishna birth after birth after birth. If one has that determination, you become liberated soul immediately. That is taught by Lord Chaitanya in the Sikshastakam Prince. Why not embrace that mood? What do we lose by embracing that mood? Our misery, that's all we lose. You see, we were born in misery. So now let's get out of it. That's why second birth is a very important thing. In Sanskrit it's called Dvija. One who is born again, you see, second birth. Our first birth is misery. We're born into a very miserable situation. When one takes shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, complete shelter, they become born again, dvija, twice born. Now they are born into the world of bliss. So first birth is the world of misery, second birth is a world of bliss. So it's your choice whether you want second birth or not. You've all gotten first birth, now it's up to you whether you want second birth or not. Someone may say, well, I'm initiated, but still I'm miserable. That means you're not following your spiritual master's orders. That's not some rubber stamp. We rubber stamp you are liberated, you see. One has to actually follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Initiation is a ceremony. It takes maybe an hour or half an hour. You
see.
Then one has to spend one's whole life serving the order of his spiritual master. That is how he's a liberated soul. So I can ask now if there's any questions. If Guru Mata would like to add something. We get late for the mic.
You talked about the first birth and the second birth. The first birth is forced. The second one is voluntary.
Yeah. Yes. Is that a comment or a question? Okay. Okay, good.
It is first and then it comes with birth, old age, disease and death. The second birth is freedom.
Старость, болезнь и смерть, а второе рождение – свободу.
So one can make that choice
now. То, что теперь выбирается.
Everybody choose now whether you want to remain in birth, death, old age, and disease, you want to be liberated, it's your choice. Okay, Nick, any questions?
Just want to ask about the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita again.
What verse was it?
What is it?
Okay, he mentioned the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
I just wanted to which number.
You wanted to do what?
What number
is it? As I remember, it's Maja 2265. I can double check that.
That's what I remember. Let's double check it real quick. Any other questions? Yes.
Shankar Maharaj, I want your blessings. That I can always be fixed on this. I want your blessing that I can be. Somebody else wants also.
I'm not an expert at that. Krishna rings it, that landed right on his neck. That's Krishna's, that's Lord Chaitanya's blessing. I couldn't have thrown it that expertly to get it right over your neck. Okay. That was Lord Chaitanya who did that, not me. Lord Chaitanya has blessed you.
Yeah, because I'm always looking for this mood to fix on this for Srila Prabhupada and his followers.
I was amazed how it landed right on his neck. Wow. I can't throw that expertly.
That
was definitely Lord Chaitanya did that. Not me. Okay, yes?
No, I just commented. I guess he's expert in catching also.
Well, he has only a certain amount of maneuverability, you know. Yeah.
Первое, что нужно сделать, это принять духовного учителя и следовать его наставлениям. И я стараюсь это делать. Да? Ну вот, то есть соблюдать принципы вообще не проблема для меня. Да?
Давай, сейчас. So, I want to be serious and I want to progress in Krishna consciousness.
Want to be what?
Serious.
Serious?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I read Bhagavad Gita, I understood that first thing I got to do is to accept spiritual master.
Yes.
And follow him.
Yes.
And I tried to do this.
Yes.
And to follow principles is easy. And now she's...
Yeah, that's good.
No, победить сон я не могу.
But to conquer the sleep, I cannot do it.
But what?
Conquer sleep.
Conquer sleep.
How many hours of sleep do you take every day? Prabhupada said 6 hours. He also one time said 7. One time he said 8 also. Six is a standard, but 7 or 8 is a concession. He did mention 8 hours one time. So you're just barely... You're okay. But if you can reduce, that's good. But if you can reduce, that's good. I was going to ask you about that. Thing is, it's very important. I notice that some devotees don't get up early, you know, in the movement.
It's...
In the beginning of ISKCON, everybody slept late. They would go to Harinam until late at night and they come back and sleep late in the morning. But then Prabhupada introduced Mangal Arati. And he quoted the American philosopher Benjamin Franklin. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But there's another quote. But now there's another quote from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Do you know what famous song was written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? What song is that? Do you know? It's called Gravastakam. Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka. That's written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So there's eight prayers, right? There's a ninth prayer also which describes the eight prayers. In the ninth prayer, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a blessing that anyone who rises early in the morning and sings these prayers in the Brahma Maharta hour will receive the direct service of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan upon leaving their body. So, would you like to have the direct service of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan when you leave your body? If you arise every morning and sing Gravastakam in Brahma Maharta, then you're guaranteeing that you will do that. So what if you're tired, you know? What if you didn't get much sleep and it's difficult to get up? What then? That happened to me this morning, actually. You see. We got to bed kind of late at 10 o'clock. And we get up at 2 a.m., you see. And so it was really hard to get up at 2, but I said, well, I better do it, you know. I can always take a little nap after breakfast, you know. I mean, 4 hours sleep is kind of tough, you know. But I've gone in four, my wife and I both went in 4 hours sleep last night. And we'll take a little nap during the day to make up for it, you see. So those of you who have a hard time getting up in the morning, you can always, you can, Prabhupada took a nap also. Every day after lunch he would take a nap for an hour and a half. At night he took 2 hours sleep. From 10 a.m. to midnight he would take 2 hours sleep. Then he'd take an hour and a half nap after lunch. So for those of you who have a hard time getting up early, then just go ahead and get up and then take a nap. I remember I learned a very good lesson from our head cook in our Atlanta temple many years ago.
Where?
I learned a very good lesson from our head cook in the Atlanta temple many years ago. His name is Ramnath Sukha Prabhu. So his schedule was very tight. And everybody, it was a huge temple with like 50 devotees. And a lot of hungry brahmacharis who went out on book distribution. And they're working very hard and they required big prasadam. So during japa, he was in the kitchen cooking the breakfast. So where's his japa time then? He's cooking the whole day. Cooking for the deities, cooking the evening offering. He was all day in the kitchen. So he had a very smart devotee. He'd get up at 2 o'clock every morning, take his shower, he would chant from 2:30 to 4:30 and get all his rounds done. And then during breakfast, when all the brahmacharis are down in the prasadam room, the brahmacharya ashram is completely quiet. Every day he would take a nap during breakfast. He was so regulated you could set your watch by his nap. He was super regular. And I said, this is really fantastic. I used to get up with him too. I would get up at 2 and jam my rounds from 2:30 to 4:30. This is really ecstatic. The two of us would be all alone chanting our japa at 2:30 and 4:30 a.m. And because of his regulation
and
his dedication to sadhana bhakti, he was able to cook very nicely. He made rasagula, first class rasagula. So because he was the cook, when all the devotees went to the Mayapur festival, he had to stay back and cook for the deities. So he packed his rasagulas in a glass jar or a plastic jar, I don't remember. And the devotees carried the rasagulas all the way to Mayapur. And they offered his rasagulas to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he said, this is not a sweet, this is a tonic. And he said, I want more of these rasagulas. So there was no good telephone connections in Mayapur. You could scream on the telephone, you couldn't even hear, you'd be able to yell on the phone, Hare Krishna Prabhu, can you hear me? You couldn't even get the horrible telephone connections. There was no internet, no email. So a telegram came all the way from Mayapur, sent, Prabhupada wants more rasagulas, send those more rasagulas to Mayapur. So he did that. And he shipped him up and sent him by FedEx or whatever we had in those days, all the way to India. More rasagulas. He shipped the rasagulas to India. So this is the result of being regulated in your sadhana. You can do first class service. If you have sloppy sadhana, your service will be sloppy also. So this to do that austerity of rising early will give you great benedictions from Krishna. Then you can take a nap if you need it. Prabhupada did not want to torture the devotees that you can't sleep, sleeping is maya. Prabhupada wasn't in that mood. Prabhupada said, if you're sleepy, take a snap. He called it a snap. We call it a nap, but he called it a snap. And he said, if you're sleepy, take a snap. Not too much, just enough to refresh. So whatever sleep you need to be fresh, that is all right. But you need to regulate yourself that you can rise early during Brahma Muhurta. You can break your sleep into two sleep sessions. It's very powerful. I've been going to Mangalarti every day for 50 years. When I see an initiated devotee not attending Mangalarti, I'm shocked. Prabhupada was so strong on this point. He said, any devotee who misses Mangalarti, they must fast as penance. Until they distribute a Krishna book. And that happened one time. Actually, one day I did miss Mangalarti. When I was traveling with Vishnujana Swami, we had a bus. And somebody had to guard the bus at night so the thieves wouldn't come. So it was my turn to guard the bus, you see. And that day I did miss Mangalarti. I did miss that one day. So Vishnujana Swami said, now you must fast. Now you must fast. You've missed Mangalarti. Until you distribute a Krishna book. So I did that. I took a Krishna book and my prasadam out on Sankirtan. And after I sold a Krishna book, then I took my breakfast. So the Prabhupada is very, very keen on our... You say, well, I'm a householder. I don't live in the ashram, so it's okay. I'm a householder. I can sleep late. So what kind of householder are you? Are you a grihastha or grihamethi? Grihastha means mangalarti. If you don't observe mangalarti, you're grihamethi. He said, my schedule's so tight. I have to go to work, I have to go to the kids, there's so many things. How could I have time for mangalarti? At least you can sing their Gavastakam prayers and offer some incense. It's only 5 minutes. You can do a 5 minute duparti and sing the Gavastakam prayers. Before the sunrise. If you develop this habit, you'll become very fixed in Krishna consciousness. The modes of nature will not be able to touch you. Develop a maya-proof heart. So kindly take these instructions seriously. And transport your consciousness into a higher dimension. Is that all right? Is that all right? You agree? You will do it? Okay, very good. So now we're a little bit over time, and so we.
I have some Ekadasi prasadam.
Oh, all right. Well, that's after the class. Everyone stay. There'll be a little Ekadasi prasadam. I'll be handing out. So, thank you all very much. Jantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Prema Nandi.
Jai. 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 J